And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show. Goes from like Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we now call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! And then big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just radio. Then there's all y'all that catch this show out there, all y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web. That's right, tuning in on places like X and YouTube and Facebook and our website, rightsidemedia.org, live streaming the show, video and all, inside the studio. And then you got a bunch of podcasters out there who catch it after the fact. The bottom line is I say it all at least two or three times a show to let you know that we know you're there, we appreciate you, and the reason why we do it is because of you, so thank you very much. All right, we're down to the wire here, almost through with another round of Right Side Radio, coming into the final, 20 or so minutes here. I got to tell you, I'm going to go ahead and touch on a dipper. To me, this story just reeks of, like, leftist propaganda, race baiters, and charlatans, and yet it's funny. So I'm going to kick it off with, and JP, chime in whenever you feel like it. So Sydney Sweeney, who I didn't even really know, I mean, like who she is, but Sydney Sweeney is, for lack of a better term, sort of a sex symbol actress in Hollywood, and she is doing a new ad for American Eagle jeans. And the left is having a complete come apart. Like, not a little bit, like they are apoplectic. It's racism.
You know what they sound like?
Who? Wait, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So, if you haven't seen it, there's one ad where she's, like, you know, wearing her jeans barefoot in a t-shirt, and she leans over the hood of a, like, an awesome-looking 65 Shelby Mustang GT350, and then hops in it and drives away, you know, burning the tires, and it says, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Well, it's a play on the fact that she's pretty, so she has good jeans, but, oh, she's wearing American Eagle jeans, so they spell it with a J. Okay, that being said, the left is freaking out. So I've got a piece here from townhall.com. Hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. MSNBC, you might know, is leading the way on the rhetoric. MSNBC, JP is nodding his head affirmatively, he understands. MSNBC starts off by saying the commercials show an unbridled cultural shift towards whiteness. What? You know what's going to be funny? Here's the thing. And I don't know who it'd be. But it would behoove American Eagle to have already had like a whole ad campaign ready. And Sydney Sweeney was only one of them. And they're going to have a black candidate or an Asian. And they're going to wind up having the whole gamut. They just didn't realize, the people didn't realize that Sydney Sweeney was first. But the rest of them are already in the can ready to go.
That would have been genius.
That would have. Yeah. And then they have the one that proves it, like the proof of life commercial, where they have all three of them on together.
Yeah. They may have them in the hopper. I don't know. It's not the fact that she's white. It's just the fact that she's not a obese, trans, you know.
Pink hair,
piercings, you know, all that stuff. That's really what they're upset about. They're just using the white part to be upset about.
Listen to some of the other things that MSNBC had to say, JP. Brace yourself.
Okay.
All right. So after the whole thing about she has great genes, the wordplay was made even more explicit, says American Eagle. Explicit. When American Eagle posted a video of Sweeney standing in front of a poster bearing her likeness with the words jeans even crossed out and spelled with the J-E-A version, jeans, that means they knew what they were saying. They knew it.
Of course
they did.
It was like
they knew exactly what they were saying.
That was the point all along. That was the joke.
That's the play on words.
Yeah.
But then it goes on. MSNBC says, the backlash has been swift and fierce. Some of it, at least, if you ask me, is fair, said the MSNBC author. Overtly promoting white supremacy and Nazi propaganda. What the heck, man? So the question I have to ask is, what backlash? And I would say that, like, social media does not count. That's not true. Social media is not real life. What backlash? Because last I heard, American Eagle stock has gone up, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So in other words, it's an effective campaign. Now, they could have gotten Dylan Mulvaney to model their jeans.
Now, that's a real woman, apparently.
Well, you know, that would have been like they would have gotten an Emmy for that ad. That would have been the day that they got, you know, or their picture, like their jeans are on the cover of Vogue magazine at that point.
And I have to say that even on social media, the outcry has not had the punch that it used to. Like, if this was 4 or 5 years ago, American Eagle would have been completely canceled, ostracized altogether. But even like some of the Democrat influencers that are popular on Twitter and such are saying, guys, this is ridiculous. Like, we got more important things to focus on here. Like, yeah, we got demolished in this past election, and we're focusing on the fact, trying to say that American Eagle is promoting Nazi propaganda.
And oh, by the way, it's a pretty catchy ad that appears to be working. They're selling jeans. That's what they care about.
Yeah. So I would say as a whole, the outcry has not been having a very good potent punch like it used to several years ago.
But I'll tell you what is going to be funny is if they did have two or three others in the can, and they had models of like different races and that kind of, and they came out, and then they had the one with their all together showing that they had really actually filmed all these a while back.
Yeah. I mean, that would almost
just laughed.
That would almost be kowtowing to them, though. You know, I think they just got to let this one ride. Let them tie themselves up in a knot.
I don't disagree with that. But they are tying themselves up in a knot. Yeah. That's what's funny, is they're tying themselves up over a knot over something that is absolutely 100% the most ridiculous argument to make. There are more important things in the world.
Yep, pretty much.
This is not Nazi propaganda.
No, just because she's white doesn't mean that American Eagle is saying that white jeans are better than other jeans. It's yeah, ridiculous.
Well, she is of the Aryan race, apparently. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think Sweeney is a German name, by the way.
No.
Last I checked, that's like Irish or something.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, here's one for you. Race baiters and charlatans. This one's closer to home. Black Lives Matter has a chapter in Birmingham. 1819 News. Our friend Erica Thomas has the story. 1819 News reports that Black Lives Matter Birmingham's, I think one of their staffers, or maybe their director, is a guy named Wayne Taft Harris. Wayne Taft Harris is a LGBTQ reverend, activist, BLM staffer, / charlatan fraudster. Now, I just said a lot of things. All of that, though, is true. Not only is he, yes, a known LGBTQ activist, yes, a BLM activist, yes, he calls himself a reverend, yes, he is also known by the FBI as an actual fraudster. He was sentenced to 33 months in prison in Florida for two counts of wire fraud back in 2011. He had actually defrauded a religious nonprofit of almost $500,000. As a minister, can I do air quotes on the radio? As a minister, he misappropriated the church's loan funds over the course of 2 years, purchasing things like a Mercedes-Benz and a mink coat. Well, there you go. You're either Ric Flair or you're the LGBTQ activist. Mercedes-Benz and the mink coat. He also formed a number of religiously oriented corporate entities in connection with his fraudulent activities. Spending time in prison, he made his way to a halfway facility in Birmingham, where thereafter he founded the Tabernacle Fellowship of Birmingham, where he, now wait for it, JP, help me picture this. The Tabernacle Fellowship of Birmingham, where he leads karaoke from all genres except Christian or gospel, followed by a 3-minute message. This is the most bizarre story I've ever heard.
I'm adding. There's not even much more to add.
I'm not sure what else can be said, but this is a absolute race baiter / charlatan all rolled into one. And he has apparently a ministry where he does karaoke from all genres except Christian or gospel, followed by a 3-minute message. And this is the guy who BLM is using. By the way, he's also one of the ones who's out there campaigning hard on the idea of turning over the making public the body cam video of a police shooting for a guy named Jamari Peoples, which I'm saying release the video. I don't care. But this guy claiming to be all about the people and being in the middle of things is absolutely, I mean, this, he makes a living off of just being a race baiter and a charlatan. How about this? Race baiters and charlatans. This is also from 1819 News. We got some good stuff going on right here in Alabama. So down in Fairhope, you may remember, I love the city of Fairhope. What a beautiful community. Right down there on the bay. Fairhope, just across on the eastern shore from Mobile. Fairhope City Councilman running for re-election is now without a campaign site after his page was taken over by Drag Queen Story Hour. It's not like his name was Joe Drag. It's not like his name was Queenie the Drag candidate. No, his name is Jack Burrell. Jack Burrell even used the website during his 2020 campaign. It's called jackforfairhope.com. And now when you go to Jack, how about try it out, JP, real quick. It's Jack for, like F-O-R, jackforfairhope.com. See where it goes. See if it goes to Drag Story Hour still. Did they get it fixed, or is it still going to Drag Story Hour?
It is loading up. Yep, goes to Drag Story Hour.
See? Jackforfairhope.com has been co-opted now by Drag Story Hour. You know why? Because Drag Queen Story Hour was a big deal in the Fairhope Public Library. The Fairhope Public Library lost its state funding over books that were being put in the kids section that were inappropriate. Burrell made it real clear that that he did not appreciate the way things were going. And so now what we have is Drag Story Hour, which is a national organization, by the way. We're not talking about people who do it just in Fairhope. A national organization of charlatans has now taken over the website address of a guy who was in city council in Fairhope, Alabama, simply because of the library wars. That's exactly what's happening right now. This is... That's a bizarre set of stories right there.
Yeah, those are stories where you just hear them and you're like, okay, don't know much to say about that. The story kind of just tells itself.
It just kind of does. All right, tell you what, let's do this. Take a break, JP. We'll take a break. We'll come right back, and I will jump on some text messages and take calls if they're there. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.